Well, now we can speak to the BBC's Paul Wood, who's near the city of Homs. Paul, thanks for joining us. What more can you tell us?
Well, we're with a small group of what we were just hearing described as the Free Army, the rebel fighters who've taken up arms against the regime. They started hearing about this heavy bombardment about 3 a.m. local time and immediately started a blood drive. Villagers, more than 100 of them, came to give blood for the people inside. Now, so far, they've been unable to get that blood into Homs. Homs, or the areas of it which defy the government, are more or less cut off by checkpoints and by tanks. All we are getting is scraps of information from the inside. We're hearing figures even higher than the 200 that's been quoted for the number of dead. No way to independently verify that at the moment, but it does seem, in the words of eyewitnesses, to have been a sustained bombardment with tank shells and with mortars.
So, Paul, you're with a small group of the Free Syrian Army, is that right? And they're trying to get in?
They're trying to get in with supplies of blood. It's always difficult to get into Homs, or at least those areas which are opposing the regime. But now, after this, what appears to have been a very large and sustained attack, it is more difficult than ever.
And have you seen... Sorry. Carry on, Paul.
Has already said it's going to go on what it calls a general offensive in reply to what it describes as this bombardment overnight.
And have you seen, Paul, the security forces or tanks or soldiers near where you are?
We're travelling on back roads precisely to avoid the presence of checkpoints, tanks and that kind of thing. A picture is emerging of this conflict, and I think the Free Army is doing more and more every day. We've certainly seen it, where the government has the centre of the main towns and the main roads. The countryside and the back roads are increasingly in the hands of the rebel fighters. But they are very few in number, they have very light weapons, and as we appear to be seeing in Homs, there is very little they can do when the government decides to use all of the heavy weapons at its disposal.
Because the activist we just heard, Paul, inside Homs, said the Free Syrian Army risks being wiped out in Homs and is calling for help. So, presumably, that's what you're hearing as well.
I'm not sure they would accept that. Only very few in number. And we were in Homs in the neighbouring suburbs to Haldia a couple of months ago. There were a lot of Free Army on the streets, but they had Kalashnikovs and rocket-propelled grenades. That doesn't really help you when you're facing tanks and mortars, which appears to be the case overnight. And, of course, the Syrian government is denying that it carried out any assault at all.
OK, Paul, thanks very much indeed for coming up for us. That was the BBC's Paul Wood near the city of Homs. And as he said, the picture is a little uncertain at the moment, but we'll bring you more on that later in the programme.